Have your Bible, look in the 27th chapter of the book of Proverbs. We preached on boast not thyself of tomorrow. But in verse 8, great portion of scripture, it's a strange thing. The book of Proverbs is such a tremendous lesson for a child of God to keep him right with his fellow man. That's what it was written for. You know, a lot of time we studied the Psalms, try to stay right with God. Sometimes we get to reading in the church letters, stay right with the church. But here in the book of Proverbs, it tells you how to stay right with your fellow man. And a lot of people stay right with God, believe anything you want to, but I've saw people really try to follow God and just about halfway despise their fellow man. Amen? I will say amen. And he said, I can't believe that. You do it yourself. I'm talking about me and you. I'm not talking about somebody down the street. Amen? But he said, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. You know, the Bible teaches us that man has a place, and God puts him in that place. When God puts him in that place and he leaves that place, then that man begins to wander, and he can wander off. And I know many times that God, man's not really wanting God to take us down a highway, a detour somewhere. God's taking us to a place in our life, and God detours to get us where he wants us at. I know all that, but I'm talking about a man's purpose and in his heart to wander from God. The Bible said, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. And I got to thinking about so much in the Bible, about 25 times it mentions a bird. I never knew that. You know, you hear people say, well, a little bird told me. Well, that's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. That's not the... Now, ever took your sitting on phone bottom is not in the Bible. I heard a lady quote that one time down in Baytown, thought that was in the Bible, but it's not in the Bible. But as a bird wandered from her nest, and you see, a bird can't defend himself. Well, he's just a bird. The only thing he's got is two wings, and he wouldn't hurt anybody, but it can get him away from being hurt. Amen. I've shot at them with a BB gun, and they'll get away quick. Amen. A bird can't defend himself, and a bird can't guard his nest. But a bird can fly high, and he can go where he wants to get away from his trouble. But the Bible says this here, says, as a bird wanders from her nest, and this is talking about the mother bird, it said, so is a man that wanders from his place. You know, a bird has no place to live but a nest. If he lives anywhere else, I mean, he's going to be destroyed. I mean, God fixed the place. Did you ever notice that every bird builds his nest different? I mean, you know, the way a sparrow builds his nest is not the way an eagle builds his. Amen? I mean, an eagle will go over there and kill a bastard. I mean, he'll kill a big animal. And he'll take that bird and put it in his nest and make a big nest and put all these young in there. But see, that bird is smarter than you are. When them kids won't leave home, he pulls all them hides out. And then end up with them sticks sticking up. And that little eagle says, time to leave. Amen? Yeah. See, that eagle's smarter than you and I are. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. I let him fly. And nobody can stop a bird from going where he wants to go. He, you know, he's a free bird. That's wonderful. I notice every now and then, you know, in the spring of the year, here comes a robin. Where'd he come from? I don't know, if I work cold. And he got to set something to get out of there, you know. Amen. I notice every now and then you're here in the middle of the night, and I haw, haw. You know what it is? That big old goose, he's flying, big old bird. He's flying south. He knows he ain't got no business in the north. Amen. He done wandered off. Amen. Amen. All right. Nobody can stop him. The Bible said here again, let me read again. As a bird that wander from her nest, So is a man that wandered from his place, his God, his view of place. A man said to me a couple of weeks ago, he said, you know, God put me at St. Adrian Baptist Church. He said, 16 or 17, 18 years ago, he said, God put me right here. He said, I wandered from my place. And as I read this, I thought about that dear man, as of what things that happened to his life. But as a bird wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. God gives you and I a place. And you know what we say? We say, man, I can give any place I want to. No, it says here that so is a man that wanders from his place. In other words, he's got a place where God put him. And God's purpose for him to serve God. That's that. And you'll serve God where God says, or you won't serve God. You say, well, I'm in the permissive will of God. You're either in God's will or you're out. There ain't no such baloney as business. Well, God permits. God don't permit nobody not to do his will. Amen. You say, well, he's blessed me. He blessed you when you was in his will. Amen. He blessed you when you was lost. Ain't got nothing to do with it. But a bird has no place to live. He wanders. He makes those a wonder. You ever notice anybody that's just a wonder? He makes few lasting friends. You know, I've got friends that are here in this city that I've known 50 years, 60 years, you know. Know them all my life. Went to a funeral the other day, and there was a man, and he said, man, how long have you and I knew each other? I said, I don't know. I don't never remember not knowing you. I can't remember. When we little bitty boys, Mama used to dress us both just alike. And if he said, y'all twins, I said, man, I ain't as ugly as he is. No, I'm not his twin. About to be his twin, amen. But people used to ask us that. What do you say? I just said that a wandering person never makes many lasting friends. A man called me today and he said, I've been in this church, that church, that church. He's going to all these churches. He said, none of them. See, God didn't tell us that you helped you. He told you to get in your place and he'd help you. Amen? Come on now, come on now. A wandering, it said, so is a man that wanders from his place. And a bird that wanders from his nest, he don't have a place to live. So he lives up in a tree, down on the ground, and before you know it, a coon come by and eats. Amen? Man, he got a lot of enemies. Ain't nobody got as many enemies as a man's his enemy. He's a bird's enemy. Amen? A cat is his enemy. Well, how long since you saw a 70, 80 cat? Josh Fitzberg said last night, and how would you like to get out there and talk to him? Huh? Man. Yeah, big old panther. It's come up out of one of them river bottoms and years. Man don't even know he lives there. You know why? He got him a dwelling place back there. He don't just wander around. He got him a place, and he has survived in this society. He's not glad. Calves. I used to catch me a little young pony out here. Make supper here tonight. Wandering place has no lasting friends. A wonder usually loses this man. A man said to me the other day, he said, just what good has the Shady Acres Baptist Church been to you? I said, well, I've just watched God salvage some of my children. I've just watched God. Now all of them, I once got salvaged in children. And I mean, I just stayed here long enough and they got confidence in this church and the men of this church and the women of this church, I watched God. But a wandering person, you know, I remember coming down the highway one time, I just see about this big, and he said, brother, protect you out there. And just as we come through Weatherford, Daddy said, that's the gate thing. And I said, yeah, I believe it is, Papa. And we pulled off it. So that boy lived with us, Miss Gates boy lived with us. And she said, yeah, that's Mama. That's Mama and my stepdaddy. We pulled over, and now the girls were out there fixing the flag. That old man, he's laying underneath that tree. It's cool, you know, and getting some water, he's drinking. And his girl fixing this flag. Had some of that old patching back in those days, man, and they was fixing this flag. And I knew we were getting Norma and Maggie. I knew every one of them girls, old man. I knew all those girls. And they said, fixing that flag. They've been picking cotton all summer. You know what them people were? They were wanderers. Oh, man, every time you saw him, he's fixing to get rich. And the last time I saw him, he's fixing a flat. Pretty cool, Pat. You say nothing wrong with that preacher, I know it. But I noticed one thing. That family never had one friend. My granddaddy was a drunkard. He said, don't never mention that family's name in my face. See, back 40 years ago, if a man didn't work, you weren't allowed to mention his name in a decent family, even a drunkard's family. Even the drunkard hated a guy who wouldn't work. He hated a guy like Brother Wood does. You know what I mean? Sucker won't work. Amen. He got laughs on him. Amen. I said, he won't work. Amen. Boy, I was amazed. I was looking at those old men out last night. Them old men, they poured that concrete all their lives. And he just muscled on those men's arms. And I noticed them boys, they're flat. You know what it was? Daddy made sure they didn't have to work. You know that very well. But I guess the old man, his dad told him, you had to work. That's why he's a decent man and a good man. And he heard the gospel, he got saved. When he got into church, he worked something. Say amen. Amen. I said, a bird has no place to live. So he wanders a long way and dies all alone. And when you see a person who wandered and wandered away, they die all alone. They're always a lonely person. Nobody likes them. Nobody likes them. It's rebellious. You miss God. You messed up on God. See ya? I will hang on tonight. Bird that wanders from her nest has no place to leave her young. I want you to look in your Bible just a minute in Psalms, chapter 84. Chapter 84 of the book of Psalms, please, in verse 3. It said, yea, the sparrow has found a house, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose heart in the ways of thee. He said here the sparrow, the little old squaw, and little bitty bird. So they come through the crack in the house of God, get down there around that altar, put their young on the altar. Oh, what a bird got more sense than people. That bird don't get up in the morning, so I believe I'll go to Greece. I believe I'll move over to China. He's not a wonder. He's a native bird. You know what we need to be tonight? We need to be a native. Amen. Not a drifter, not a wonder. Amen. The wonder always dies alone, but a bird has no place for her young. I was looking there in that Psalms 84. I was wondering, you know, I missed something in Psalms 84 here tonight. I missed something in Psalms 84. Probably some other chapter in the Bible. But I missed something in Psalm 84. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried for a living God. I looked at that thing and I said to myself, Lord have mercy. Here's this man here who's wandered. He said, my soul longeth, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. He said, I'm trying to find God's house. I don't want to be a wanderer. Then he said, my heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Isn't it strange how one person's decision can change the life of so many people? People don't want you to make that decision. You know, when my mother was saved, got right with God, and joined the church, none of her family, about 27 families, none of them were saved. But Mama got saved. And so she got saved and she began to teach us children in the home about the Bible and about God and take us to church and what have you. And as we grew up, Mama was different.
Well, she took her girls, and every Sunday she'd take them to the house of God.
I remember.
I think it's the night when I buried her. I got to thinking, you know, her daughters would live for God, and then there's some preacher boys, of Danny Farley and Brother Chris Moore, and them boys, they came in there and married them girls, and
how all these preachers came. You said that just happened.
It didn't happen to none of her sisters. It just happened to none of her brothers. It just happened to none of her uncles.
I mean, that old woman made a decision that changed the whole life of not only my family, but Lowell's family. Not only Lowell's family, but Mary's family. And not only Mary's family, but
God. And now, that decision she made didn't only change my life. It changed Marcia's. Jackie said, hey, baby, change her life. Maybe so.
I said, I wonder.
My dad said he was raised in a wagon and lived in a wagon. He's about 11 years old. And he said he sat in Wichita Falls and all the grown men were drunk. And he said, if I ever get to be a man, I'm not going to wander around the United States.
And he said, when I got to Cottage Grove, I bought that house. He wouldn't sell it. And I tell him, when he got old, I said, Papa, sell that old place and you can move in one of these condominiums and live. And you have the money, he said. I ain't selling that house, bro. He said, I told God when I was a little boy, if he'd let me be a man, I'd buy a house and quit wandering around.
He said, wonder. Old house brought those kids up in there. But that dog got to protect him. He said, birds have no place for their young. And then the birds have no place to hide from the storm. I thought that wandering bird. Look at this wandering bird here in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 11. In verse 11, he said, the winter's past. The rain is over. It's gone. The flowers appear in the earth in the time of singing. Of the birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in the land. The tree, the fig tree, putteth forth her green figs. The vine with the tender grapes giveth a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, my dove, listen to this, please. Thou art in the clefts of the rock. See this bird? This bird had a place to live. This bird had a place to hide. Are you listening? Look at it. Verse 14. Oh, my dove, thou art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret place of the stair. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes. They spoil the vine. I'm going to tell you, them little foxes eat the birds also. But not a bird can live in a rock. You can't fall into that rock and get that bird. Them birds and doves live in the rock. Thank God for the man who builds his house in the rock.
He said those fig trees are green.
I was reading over and said in about those trees. You never saw them. You don't see them. No kind of bird hardly ever sitting in an old dead tree. Bird likes a green tree. It's got leaves on it. The hawks can't see them sitting high. See, a green tree is a place to hide. You get this after a while. And a church is alive. And planted by the river, it'll hide you and protect you if you raise your young.
There's no place for the young.
Look at the third thing that they said. They have no place to hide from the storm. This turtle dove, he has a place. He got a rock. Let the storm come. Let the storm come. Let it rage. He said, the storms are coming, brother. Well, yep, this bird's not worrying about no storm. And then the bird has no place to rest. You go under. My wife and I was in San Diego, California here a few years back. And you know, we read here tonight about that swallow. And they said, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, the swallows will be back. I said, where they been? They said, they went to Spain. They went to Capistrano. So they'll be back tomorrow.
How long have you been gone?
Since all the years. What happened to 11 o'clock the next day? You just left here.
I've pastored a bunch of birds. They're not that strict of unity. Amen. One of them said, I ain't going, I'm going to stay here. Hey, none of them stay there. When they leave, they all leave. When they come, they all come. You can set your watch times you like to tie.
They're not wandering birds. They just know where it went. I was going to the valley Monday. Get the victory a couple of nights, Monday and Tuesday. Man, I saw so many Yankees. He's coming down to Texas. Going across there and fires are going off them old trailers. Man, you never saw so many people in your life. They're moving in there. I mean, it looks like an exodus from Egypt. The one house straight right behind the other. And they said, well, we don't like Texas. Did you ever hear of anybody retiring, moving up north? People don't move up north. People retire, move down south. Sure. Why they move down south, Brother Wood? Because it's warm, man. They don't have no place to rest. But the Bible teaches us here, as a bird that wanders from an end, so is a man who wanders from his place. A man who wanders from his place, he don't have no place to rest. He's never resting his soul. Therefore, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. God gives his people. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, the characteristic of an unsaved person is that there's a restlessness in their soul. I used to just hear, Larry, I hear a freight train whistle blow. You see that big old steam train? I hear that whistle blow. I grab that sucker. I didn't know where it was going. I had 20 cents in my pocket, and I'd ride that freight train for 1,000 miles. What was the matter? Something inside was different. And I was a wonder. Man, I got saved. I got saved. And I got tired of bucking the wind. Paul Pilgrim, if you remember the church, Paul told me, he said, one night he was coming from up in the north. You hear, I said, I kept hearing something on that big plane. He was one of those navigators calling. I don't know what he was on that plane. Anyway, he had something in that arm. I mean, there's a few. Flight engineer. And when that plane landed, he said, man, we was thousands and thousands of feet up in the air. I guess you saw this, Brother Dave. He said, when we were flying up there in that Gulf Stream, he said, them big geese had got in those ducks and those streams up there, and he said they just filled their motors up and everything up. They nearly shut that plane down. So we lit in the Air Force Base, we taxied in there, but they cleaned that plane up. He said, what the best? He said, man, there's something in it. I always wondered how them birds got out of there. And you're out here all the way. Rest areas, you get killed. And so they don't have any. You know what they do? They just get up there, put their wings up like this here, get it about three times, and say, blow them out of the Gulf Stream. They can go to sleep halfway here. Huh? What are you talking about? You think a goose is stupid? You ought to know some folks I know. Amen? Bird got a rest, man. So he's up there, and he ain't just flapping his wings saying, I got to help God. Here he comes. You hear him go, honk, honk. He said, Texas, here I come. Get out of the way. And you think he's messing in Monterey. Amen. Oh, man, your horns all night long. I said, boy, thank God for red lights. Bird has no place to rest. He's a wonder. Listen, a bird has no protection from the hunter. If he don't have a nest somewhere, if he don't have a place where he's protected, people nowadays build places in their home for birds. And
my wife, I think it's a bird. I don't know what kind of bird they are. But anyway,
found. David, he fixed him one. Cut a little hole about that big bluebird. And they said that, you know, nobody, no bluebirds come around nowhere. You don't never see them. We saw some out, my wife and I did in Montana. Bluebird about that big, just as blue can be. Beautiful thing. And Sam said, man, you need to cut that hole bigger where you get a bunch of them birds in there. Sam, he cut the hole bigger and the birds moved. You see, them birds don't like them other birds peeping in. See, they got a little bitty hole. There ain't no big bird gonna come on and jump on. You see, God made a little bird like that small. One time my wife and I, we walked outside and she said, yeah, look at that. And we had a bucket. We brought all the way from Paraguay, the milk bucket. And we had the thing hanging up there. And then birds that took that mud and picked that mud somewhere else and picked it up in a little bitty hole in there. A rat couldn't get in there, big bird couldn't get in there, dog couldn't get in there, nothing could get in there. You know what? God built him. There's a place of protection from the hunter. God give that bird sense enough to build it. He give me any sense enough to do that. Amen. We thought we'd be enough to take care of ourselves. But you know in Psalms 104, look in your Bible, please, here just a minute. In Psalms 104, God began to deal with my heart about this thing. Look in verse 16. Look in verse 16. Psalms 104 in verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. Where the birds make their nest. As for the stock, the fir trees, her house. Every one of these trees are evergreen. These trees, these birds, they like them evergreen trees. They're always green and full of sap. He didn't say they were saps. He said they were full of sap. A sap, he wanders off. Look at it, please. Where the birds make their nest. Them big cedars, they were so tall. Them fir trees were so big, they said the high hills are refuge for the wild goats and the rocks for the corners. He had appointed the moon for the season. The sun knoweth his going down. What we're talking about here, the bird has no place for protection from the hunter unless he lives in the tree of God. Wonder around. You ain't going to go out here, find no mocking bird, going to Michigan, these things. You ain't going. You're going to stay down in Texas, listen to the thing. Raise your young, or you listen. You know, I read that verse of scripture there in Proverbs about the snare of the fowler. You know, I never did stop. I don't know why. I just always knew. I never knew what a fowler was. That's a sportsman killing a bird. Who's going to hide the bird from the sport? From the fowler? That's somebody kills a fowl. But how are they taken care of? I don't care if it's man. I don't care if it's a cat. God give him two wings to fly away when the danger comes. Did you ever see a mockingbird attack a cat? Did you ever miss? He's scared of cat. That cat messing with that mockingbird's neck, that mockingbird will come down this window and watch. Will he attack him this way? Me and you have sat and watched him. He's screaming and hollering. Now, a cat can whoop a bird. But a bird with a little beak about that big can knock his eyeball out, too. Amen? You know, I saw a hummingbird. And I was sitting out, I was watching a hummingbird the other morning. Now, it got real cold. It's gone. I'm glad you know when they come. They come down South America. They done hit them.
Like I'm telling you, every bird
knows where its home is. And when a cold spell blow in, the little hummingbird ain't got no sense at all, he ain't that big, and he's got a bill that long. And can you imagine getting stuck with that? I mean, that mess can stick out in the chair, ain't you? You're in trouble. You understand me? I mean, he's a mess.
He got him over the head, right on the end of his nose.
That's Russell. And all he's looking for.
Just a little
trouble.
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Boy, I like that. I like that. I like that. The bird has no place of protection. And if he wanders from where he's supposed to be, he'll die. When the cold spell comes,
he'll stop.
He knows where his place is. But a man can begin to get cold on God, get indifferent on God, instead of going south, he goes north where it's cold. Bird has a place. Let me give you the last thing, please. A bird has no place to fulfill the purpose of God in his life if he wanders from his place. And if a man wanders his place, he will have no place to fulfill God's purpose in his life. Nobody knows what God wants. Brother Dan and I talked about this today. Nobody knows what God wants to do with him. You think you do, you don't. You say, I know exactly what God wants me to do. He called me a preacher last week. You haven't got any earthly idea of God. That's in my mind, that's what's in my heart. I'm not looking for anything else. I know what God wants me to do, and I'm just doing that. But nobody knows what God's got on his mind tonight. I've heard men say, I know the perfect will of God for my life. 3 days later, the Holy Ghost of God is saved over here. See? You have trust. But you got that cement set. Mind set. God can't deal with you. You go, I can't go. I mean, why look at my children? That pastor said near them. Look at my grandchildren. I said, man, God called you before you had a man. He called you when you were nothing but a young man. But if God hadn't saved you, you wouldn't have no grandchildren. No, no, you didn't do it. Bird has no place. He belongs. He becomes a one. You know, not many birds purpose in their heart to move to a place where God ain't. And bird knows he can't make it without God. The ox knows his master. The ass is master's crib. But my people does not consider. They don't consider. The animal knows that God's got the people. Are you listening? God said, if everyone in those spires, he fell to the ground, God saw. In other words, God's eye is upon the spires. I wonder why it didn't write in there, God's eye is upon the beautiful dove. I wonder why it didn't write in there, God's eye is upon this great tropical bird. It is so beautiful. But all men are looking out after them. Man will capture them and put them in cages and put them in his home and feed them and take care of them. But ain't nobody going to take care of that spouse. But God himself. And God will take care.
Lord, when I saw God do this,
I know. I know God will take care. Wonderful. Pray to ever pray. Many birds become extinct. You know, one of the first birds that I knew about, I'm totally extinct, is the dodo bird. But he's a dodo. He makes his nest in the ground. I'll tell you something, about an hour ago, he nobody sees me. Nobody can see me. They're this wide, man. You ever see a drumstick off one? I took the drumstick off and put it on the fire and cooked it.
I think you should put my son to the line. You just found it at yourself.
You, you're talking about a drumstick, man. Man, see you coming out of the jungle with that? He thinks you're that easy.
You know the reason. You know what's wrong with an ostrich? He's always hunting. I mean, he's having a big ride today, ain't got a chance. And then the next thing you see, boy, he's walking, and I keep just looking. He's walking, and I keep just
I checked them with a horse.
I ain't never had a horse check one in something.
And you know, they don't look like they're traveling. They don't look like they're running. And he says he's a bird. He don't look like a bird. He don't fly. And the old dumb farm, he sits on the nest and raises a baby like men in America.
Hey,
dumb
sucker. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the honest truth. That's why we're winning. We run one off of the net. He's sitting on the net. And I told him, I said, boy, we're not protecting from us. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's a bird that wandered from his nest while his wife was off working. Hallelujah! Glory be to God! A bird has no place. If he wanders from his nest, he'll raise no young. He'll produce nothing that will glorify God. He'll produce nothing in his life. That's what's wrong with the church today. He's not producing nothing in the life of Christ. What is the bird supposed to be, Brother Lord? It's supposed to sing. Birds will eat all the seeds and scatter the seeds all the way around. You know, birds one day. Eat the seeds scatter. You're a Christian. But the man is supposed to sing. You're supposed to sing for the glory of God. That's what says everything that has breath. Everything that has breath ought to spread the seed. Ought to spread the seed. I went to a funeral here a while back. And I sit in that funeral and I said to myself, this is exactly like it ought to be for an unsaved person. I looked at the girl sitting here, there's all fucked. I looked at the boy, and they're all stuck. I looked at all the grandchildren, and I watched the way those people lived. I said, that's all. They came with me after service, talked to me, and thanked me. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. I know tragedy strikes on everybody. We just got to pray for it. I was listening to a tape like that, me and Brother Victor Alvarez. Don't you hear this song? And I was there with a friend. She sang a song. I never heard the song before. What a beautiful song about a wonder coming home. And here come a boy, 30 years old, down the aisle. And they saw, and everybody in this church is shouting, praising God, and running out. The boy got out and got saved. I think he told me the story.
I'll listen to music. Listening to a woman shout. A 30-year-old boy said, Mama, gave up on him. Said, Daddy, gave up on him. Said, the whole church, pastor and all, they gave up on him. Said, the year grandma, in Monroe, Michigan, Monroe, North Carolina, grandma prayed for me. He said, I'm coming home tonight. It's an answer to the grandma's prayer. Somebody else don't give up. Just a wandering around, criticizing God, because they're born and live for the Lord. While they're done, they're just going to wander all over the north and come to God. That boy from that house, she was clapping her hands and shouting. I imagine when he went to the telephone call or something. Let your boy run away! While I wander along the road, you'll wander and have no faith. Wonder, nothing is a blessing to a one. Wonder from his name. Wonder from his place. Wonder from his place of possession. Got it. Don't be no wonder. Don't be no gift to God. I mean, that's a prayer. That we pray just a moment. That verse of scripture says, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. God has got a place for you, a certain place, a preordained place. It's a place of blessing, a place of blessing. Where you get all your blessings, name them one by one. Father, we commit the service of the week. Have your willing way here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.